the money comes in from when anyone goes to City Market, there's a single-use disposable bag ban. And so if you, as a consumer, pay 20 cents for a paper bag, you can't buy a plastic bag, but you could buy a paper bag. 10 cents of that money goes to City Market revenues. 10 cents of it goes to the Town of Carbondale Bag Fee Fund. Around $13,000 to $14,000 a year goes into that fund, and it rolls over. And so right now we have close to maybe $28,000 to $30,000 sitting in that fund. It's definitely not free money, like just to be used for anything. It's specifically earmarked with when that fund was set up through the finance department at the Town of Carbondale, that it needs to be spent on waste diversion awareness education. And so this event is a perfect example of a way to spend that money. You know, it's around $10,000 that we're spending to allow Town of Carbondale residents to responsibly get rid of this e-waste.
Well, it looks like in 2015, the e-waste that you collected in total was a little over 25,000 pounds. And then last year, it was a little over 30,000 pounds. So it just, yeah, it keeps increasing and increasing. But one question I have about e-waste collected by the town from illegal dumping. What do you mean by illegal dumping?
So the Public Works Department, they find TVs or other things that have been discarded in alleys. And whenever they're on their rounds, you know, around town, working in the parks, whatever, if they pick up anything, they just keep a stockpile over at the Public Works Yard, which is over by Dos Gringos. And then this allows them to, as a town, get rid of this huge stockpile they have. So it's basically things that they've just kind of found, like, unfortunately, you know, up at Prince Creek or outside of town limits, you know, just kind of like the old ways that people would just leave town and just go dump stuff down the hillside. Unfortunately, some of that does still happen. So this is kind of a dual purpose. It allows the town as an operation to get rid of some stuff, and then it allows all the residents in town and some of the businesses to also, you know, responsibly discard.
Jason White of Carbondale's Environmental Board, thanks very much.
I wanted to give kudos to Julia Farwell, who is the e-board chair. And this day of integrating with the normal spring cleanup day and making it more waste diversion awareness, it really was kind of her brainchild, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. And her and I both have kind of, you know, moved the needle on it and keep tweaking it. But I just wanted to give kudos to Julia because she's worked really hard at it.